Hello.
Hello.
This is By Starlight with Kate, Carly.
And Kate.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. We got it.
We got it. We're in Studio C today, so we're not used to it.
Discombobulated,
one might say. Carly, would you like to introduce our theme?
Yeah, basically, our theme, we wanted to do something different today, so instead of trying to, like, have a unified genre, we decided to pick songs that we found through other people, like, mostly from recommendations. So, we'll be doing a lot of shouting out, today.
Yes.
Yeah, this is exciting. Like I said, there's no, like, kind of order to these. They're kind of all just whatever.
Yeah, usually we try to have all the songs align with some theme, and, like, while these do, we kind of do it in, like, a genre way,
yeah.
And we're not doing that today, so we're switching it up. Got a lot of variety on this playlist, but I'm excited. I think the variety makes it fun.
It'll be
different,
fun.
And, like, you'll be surprised.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, definitely. That was Hurts to Love by Beach House, who I found from my friend Annika, who goes to Tufts, recommended to me. So lots of love to her. And next up we have
Break the Ice by Babe Hoven. This was recommended to me by my best friend from home, Duru. She goes to Skidmore, and this band actually performed at their spring fling. And I just think this song is super cute. And I hope you guys think so too.
We'll get right to it.
Thank you. last time I wrote you, I meant to say sorry. I didn't mean for your eyes to get starry. Tried to say it, got stuck in my throat. But I meant every word that I wrote. Next time I see you, I'm sure you'll be better. Easily past the effects of my letter. It looks not so sad written down. And it lessens with each passing town. It's fragile. Thank you.
Hello. We back. That song was Sweetest Thing by U2. And before that,
Fragile Don't Crush by the Softies. I'll go first. Sorry, we're talking on one mic right now, so we're taking turns.
Yeah.
But the Softies song was my from my lovely best friend Kate here. We actually went to see the Softies a year ago yesterday, so this is very
full circle.
She had introduced me to them and told me to listen to their albums, and I did, and I love their music now. This isn't even like especially my favorite song, I really love it, but like I love all of their music so much that I honestly picked just the one of the ones that I listen to more regularly. But yeah, like beautiful memories of this concert, like spending kind of going to our first concert together, and we've gone to many since. So yeah, thank you Kate for this music recommendation.
Of course. The song for that was my choice was Sweetest Thing by U2. Growing up, like my parents were super into U2. Like I just listened to Joshua Tree like all the time in the car. So I feel like it's part of my upbringing, and I don't listen to it enough, like, at my grown age, I feel like. But listening to it again, thinking about how you two, like, I don't know. I listened to it so much as a kid. Like, I felt like it deserved a spot on this playlist.
Yeah.
Coming up next,
We have Life Goes On by The Damned. I'll talk about this now, actually. This is one of my biggest music inspirations, my older sister. She really got me into, like, all sorts of music and, like, kind of, she just introduced me to stuff, but, like, not even necessarily on purpose. Like, when she would drive me around before I had my license, I would, you know, like add things to my playlist as they were playing, and this is one of those. So, yeah, this was definitely on, like, her fall playlist a couple years back when she was driving me around, and I love it. Like, I listen to it all the time, and, yeah, it's The Damned. It's, like, very cool older sister recommendation music, so thank you, Amelia. She'll get another shout-out later, so that's not everything I have to say. Here we go. Life Goes On.
Thank you. Talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. Together at the factory. What could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing, what's with you? nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. So if you're walking down the street sometime, spot some hollow ancient ass, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. Oh.
Hello in there.
Hey.
That was Hello in There by John Prine. Before that was
Music and Me by Fake Mink.
You want to go?
Oh.
No,
talk. Oh, right. I forgot. I thought there were three to talk about. Fake Mink, where do I begin? My sister put me onto Fake Mink and a lot of that rap genre, To Hollis, Nate Sib, as some of you may know. I really enjoyed putting this song in the playlist just because of how much it mixes up what we usually play, and like we have like Carly's two songs before and after, and like it's just the transitions are really funny. And I feel like usually that might bother us, but I think we're going for it. So I think it was well done, actually. Yeah, my sister has like expanded my taste in like so many ways. I wouldn't know, like, as you'll see once we keep going through this playlist, I wouldn't know like half of the music that I know if it weren't for her. So and I feel like Fake Mink is like a lot newer, and that kind of like underground rap stuff is newer, and I used to be like oh, what, like it sounds like really bad, but I have an open mind and I grew to love it, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. After my song was
Hello in There by John Prine. This is Thanks to My Mom. Yeah, this summer actually my mom is a minister, but she had a music service. Shout out UUs if you're listening. We had a music service, and it was John Prine themed, and this song was featured, and me and my sister listened to it in the car after service, and it's like a really beautiful, he's such a great storyteller. I love John Prine in general. It's something I share with my mom and my family, but yeah, I just think the storytelling is really like poignant here. And then before we get to our next song, I have an important message for everybody. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. And now for our next song, here's Kate.
Next song will be Mandinka by Sinead O'Connor. I chose this song because I feel like Sinead was also big when I was growing up. Like, I would hear it a lot, and if you know me, you know that I'm Irish, and that is important to me. So, yeah, this song by Sinead is really, really good. Sinead is such a powerful person, and I'm really sad that she's gone. There's this video of Fiona Apple like singing along to this song, and like watching a live version on YouTube, and I don't know, something about that just like really, like I really loved that. Because those are my two like idols. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. It's quite a hit. Yeah, here we go.
down in the valley where Mister, when you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy John. Me and Mary, we met in high school when she was just 17. We drive out of this valley down to where the fields were green. We go down sends me down to the river. Oh, I know the river is
We
Okay, that was Adia by Sarah McLachlan. Before that was
I Wanna Be Your Boyfriend by the Ramones.
And before that was The River by Bruce Springsteen. I guess we'll go in order. So The River by Bruce Springsteen is from my dad. I mean, obviously, I've known Bruce Springsteen, but I think a lot of, like, my taste in, like, choices of songs come from my dad. And I remember him showing this to me and maybe my whole family in the car, like, and telling us to specifically listen to the lyrics, and especially when there's a line where he goes, and the judge put it all to rest, talking about them getting married and just how tragic of a story it is. And yeah, and I mean, it's just an example of Bruce Springsteen's amazing writing, but also it's very representative of how me and my dad like to listen to music together. We like to like chat about the lyrics and like and yeah, I love The Boss, so does my dad. So thank you, Dad, for all your recommendations for me and getting me into Bruce Springsteen. And yes, next song.
Oh, next song, the Ramones song. Listening to this song again now, it's a little bit creepy, actually, because he's saying, like, hey, little girl, I want to be your boyfriend. But that wasn't my intention with adding the song to this playlist. I very vividly recall moments from when I was younger, when my sister got an Alexa for Christmas one year, and she would just constantly play the Ramones. And, like, that's what I mean when, like, I feel like a lot of my music knowledge has come from her, because, like, it's just, like, she would play it constantly. Like, I know all the lyrics to, like, so many Ramones songs. So yeah, that's why I added it, and it's also just a bop, like, yeah. Just a bop. And then Carly has a story for the next one.
Well, it's not quite a story, but hypothetically, this is a recommendation for my mom. It is, like, because she had this, but me and my sister, we both had iPod Touches and then phones, but they were all on my mom's Apple ID account, so we had all her purchased iTunes music, and this song was on there. And I, like, recently, or, like, when I got Spotify, I, like, re-listened to it after, like, a long time away, and I, it's very nostalgic for me, which is funny, because, like, obviously, this wasn't popular at the time. Like, I was, like, 8 listening to this, but yeah, I love this song. I think it's so catchy. I can sing like almost every word. Kate was hearing
that.
She
was singing it, and she was actually hitting the
yeah, yeah. Karaoke song probably. Mm-hmm. This will be. But yeah, I mean, it's really sad. Like, it's a very sad song. But I mean, Sarah McLachlan is just like amazing. So yeah, this is thanks to my mom. But I like to thank also 8-year-old me for really having good taste. But yeah. The next song is Getting On In Spite of You
by Remember Sports. This is my little shout out to Carly, because a lot of music within the past year that I've listened to and like just had more of like an appreciation for, I think, has come from Carly. And like just listening to songs that I like just hadn't before, listening to Bruce Springsteen, like more folk music. I owe that to Carly, and this is one of those. Remember Sports, they're just like a really cool like indie pop band, I would say. Yeah. And this whole album is like incredible. It's incredibly catchy, and yeah, I was just surprised that I hadn't heard of them before, because I consider myself to be somewhat of like an indie, like, I don't know, listener.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love this song. It's called Getting On In Spite of You. So I hope you guys like it.
Always mine. I'm out of time. I'm wrong.
Johnny Walker Red, send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. The two tickets torn in half and a lot and nothing to do. Do you miss me? I seen in a magazine that you'd left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good attitude. Do you miss me? Miss misery, like you said. See me gone, than to see me the way that I am, when I am in the life anyway. Next door, the TV's flashing blue frames on the wall. It's a comedy. You see, it's about taking a fall to vanish into oblivion. It's easy to do, and I try to be, but you know me. I come back when you want me to.
That was Miss Misery by Elliot Smith. If you know me, Elliot Smith, you'll know that Elliot Smith is like my favorite artist of all time. And I credit that almost entirely to my sister and Good Will Hunting. But I watched that movie definitely with her for the first time. So yeah, another car ride. I remember her playing this and probably Say Yes and like hearing those and just like feeling like, oh my God, what is this? Like my life had changed. And yeah, so she's given me so much musically, like, I wouldn't be who I am as like a music fan without her. Yeah, and Elliot Smith is something that we share, and it's like we love him so much. So thank you, Amelia. Yeah,
and thank you all for listening. We had a lot of fun today with this theme. If you guys enjoyed, tune in again next week.
Yes.
Carly won't be here, but aww, I'll be here, and we'll see what you never know.
Yeah.
What you could get. But yeah, so this is By Starlight with Kate
and Carly.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Here, I'll click.